You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Saints podcast, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where you get to hear the local experts on the biggest stories, your team, every day. Ross Jackson here, your host, covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, like nobody else does it. Lead analyst over at AllSaintsConsidered.com, your source for up-to-the-minute Saints news for Saints fans, by Saints fans. You know what it is, throw me a follow over on Twitter at RossJacksonASC. If this is your first time catching the podcast, you picked a great time to start listening. Please be sure to subscribe and share during this very, very busy free agency period. It has been a big help to me. All of you who have been shouting out the podcast and helping out, thank you very much. And of course, remember, when you subscribe, it helps you out too, because it lets you know when the newest episodes drop every Monday through Friday. And of course, don't forget, if you're about to go out on the road, you can take the show with you. Just tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Saints and you'll get the newest episode right away. And episodes are usually just about the perfect amount of time for your daily drive, whether you're headed to work or back home through traffic. And what is up, everybody? I am bringing you Friday's episode mad early because we just got some outstanding news from New Orleans. We're going to talk about the signing that happened earlier today. We're going to talk about the newest signing that just came down. The Saints have retained Teddy Bridgewater, which is huge. We'll start with that. Then when we go into our second segment, I'll talk to you about Malcolm Brown and that signing, how important that is for the Saints as well. And then in our final segment, instead of looking at some other moves from around the league, we're going to talk a little bit more about some other signings that the Saints might have right down the road, with $9 million about left in salary, left to spend. So we'll see what's going on with that. We'll have all of that. And of course, a little bit of land yep right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. And let's just plow right through. I'm just so excited, and you all should be too. Houdat Nation should be very happy. After the saga that took place with Mark Ingram, it would have been devastating for the Houdat Nation to also lose Teddy Bridgewater in free agency. And I'm not going to say it almost happened, but I'm going to say that the fear and the possibility was definitely there. The Saints and Teddy Bridgewater had seemed to come to an agreement, or at least an understanding. There was the expectation that he would sign with the Saints, but yesterday, what day is it? Now it's Thursday, so on Wednesday night, the Miami Dolphins made a late push, and they brought Teddy Bridgewater into the facility for a visit last night, Wednesday night. Remember, you might be listening to this on Friday, but I'm recording this Thursday night, because I'm just so excited. So Teddy Bridgewater goes, of course, like, this isn't way out of the way for him. He lives in Miami. This is his hometown team, so he goes to the facility. He leaves that night without a deal. And right there, things start to look positive. Remember, in yesterday's episode, Thursday's episode, I'll say, we were talking about how Diana Rossini was on NFL Live on ESPN talking about how it would take life-changing money in order to draw Teddy Bridgewater to Miami away from New Orleans. There was just a lot of opportunity in New Orleans for him. They're not, you know, New Orleans is asking him to come in as a backup this season, but then it's essentially promising him the future as the franchise quarterback, basically moving forward once Drew Brees retires. Whereas on the other side, Miami said, basically, you can start now, but everyone knows that Miami's looking at Tua or Lawrence in the next two drafts to, you know, go ahead and take over as their franchise quarterback there. So it's a reverse situation, right? You can either start now, or you can guarantee yourself as a franchise quarterback moving forward through your career as long as you can stay healthy. And thank goodness Teddy Bridgewater came through and made the right choice, came back to the New Orleans Saints, and is signing a one-year $7.25 million deal, fully guaranteed. Now, I know what you're thinking. 1 year. Why only 1 year if he's wanting to be the franchise quarterback? Yes. Several years would be great. That way they could figure out, you know, they have him locked down. But the fact of the matter is that starting next season, the Saints have a lot of big time extensions that they're going to need to start taking care of. Andres Pete, if they choose to extend him, Sheldon Rankins, Michael Thomas has his extension coming up, because remember, he doesn't get a fifth year option because he wasn't a first round pick, and so on and so forth. There are so many options out there for the Saints in terms of what they can do in extending these big time playmakers that are very, very important to the team. And then, of course, you look forward to the following season. season. And then you've got other extensions popping up like Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore, and so on and so forth as well. So lots of options out there, lots to do really for the Saints. So they signed Teddy Bridgewater to a one-year $7.25 million contract, which does include playtime incentives that will bump his contract up to a maximum of $12.5 million. I assume that has to do with playtime. If he sees the field a certain amount, because then essentially, you know, after a certain amount of games, he would be considered the starter, things like that. So if something like that were to happen and he sees a lot of playing time, his contract will bump up. But then at the end of the season, once his contract expires, they can figure out all of the extensions and re-sign him all at the same time so that they don't end up screwing themselves in the cap situation and can sort of protect themselves, the Saints can, in making sure that they can maintain all of these outstanding young playmakers that they have. The Saints have gone from essentially having a group of very, very young, outstanding players and a 40-year-old quarterback to having a group of young, outstanding players and a 27-year-old starting quarterback by the time that he gets into next season. And the other thing that's really nice about that is that you've got Teddy Bridgewater, who's been in the league since 2014, is a winning quarterback, has played well, especially before his injury, and shows that he can still play at that level or at least get close to that level. And you're not entrusting your franchise with all of these outstanding players and all of this incredible talent around you. Oh, they've also got Cam Jordan left to extend, among others too, among all of the others that we talked about before. But anyway, you have all of this outstanding talent around this team, and you're not going to end up having to entrust it to a rookie quarterback with no experience. Instead, you have this guy that can be your franchise quarterback with experience and move forward to boundless opportunity for the franchise, essentially. So this makes it really, really, really comfortable looking ahead past Drew Brees. We no longer have to be terrified about the idea of what the Saints are going to be after Drew Brees. Of course, let's be real, there's always the opportunity that something goes awry next year or before next season and Teddy Bridgewater finishes this one-year contract and then, you know, is done and then, you know, goes somewhere else or something like that. But I don't foresee that happening, just knowing how loyal Teddy Bridgewater has been to the Saints just off of 1 year of being with him, just off of barely a year, really, being with him, to have that type of loyalty to where you'll turn down a better paying contract in your hometown to play for a team that you really believe in and a team of players around you, and you help recruit a running back in to take over for Mark Ingram when the Saints and Mark Ingram couldn't come to an agreement. Teddy Bridgewater actually helped recruit Latavius Murray to the Saints. So look, there's just, I don't have it in my brain space right now to assume that he is not going to re-sign to a longer deal and become the franchise quarterback for this team because of everything that he has shown the fan base, everything he has shown the organization just this offseason. All right, so that's going to do it for the Teddy Bridgewater talk for right now, although I could talk about it for days because I'm so excited, but we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Malcolm Brown, what that signing means, and some other potential signings that wait in the wings for the Saints potentially today, tomorrow, sometime this week. Stick around. We got that coming up for you right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. Thank you so much for being here. All right, Hooded Nation, welcome back to Locked On Saints, your team every day. We just talked about Teddy Bridgewater, who I'm so excited to have on the team. I was so excited when the Saints traded for him. I wanted them to pick him up last offseason before the Jets got him, so I'm just so happy that he's around for at least another season and looks like he's going to be the guy moving forward as the heir apparent to Drew Brees. But what other moves have the Saints made today? Well, one big one that really nobody saw coming. We'll talk about these other visits later on. We know that Ezekiel Ansah is visiting this evening. We know that Jared Cook is visiting today. So those were kind of the signings that we were looking at. And then, of course, there was Mario Edwards, who visited on Wednesday. So we know that those were kind of the ones on the radar. But then all of a sudden, the Saints come out of nowhere with a signing around 2:21, 2:30 Central Time, signing Malcolm Brown, the former first-round draft pick from 2015 of the New England Patriots. Malcolm Brown was actually selected the pick immediately after the Saints selected Stephon Anthony at number 31. So this is kind of ironic to have him on the team. Malcolm Brown is a fantastic choice for the Saints as a young guy, 6'2", 320-pound nose. It's kind of a 0/1 tech. Very, very good first three seasons. He was asked to play a bit of a different role last season, specializing a little bit more in run coverage and being a run stopper as opposed to, you know, playing the game that he likes to play, which is to just disrupt and break down the pocket, push the pocket as much as he can. But he is an outstanding run defender. He was just asked to do something a little bit different last year and actually toward the end of 2017 as well, where they started to notice some inconsistency. 2018, he struggled. And so the Saints, because of that, get him on a really cheap deal. This is a former first round guy, former all, he was a five-star recruit out of high school and everything, two-time Super Bowl champion at this point as well. The young buck coming out of, where did he go to college? Texas. He's a Longhorn. So look, 3-year, $15 million contract. Does that sound familiar? Yes, because that's the same numbers that Mark Ingram took in Baltimore. But so a 3-year, $15 million contract to land with the Saints. It's a great signing for the Saints. He's not going to be somebody that's going to take the place of Sheldon Rankins or even David Onyemata for that matter, if he ends up missing time, which is to be expected. But he's definitely going to be a nice stopgap that's going to be there and then become a part of the rotation along with Taylor Stallworth, along with Sheldon Rankins and David Onyemata when they come back. And there's still also Tyron Walker, who could be re-signed to the Saints as well. This does, however, pretty much put the writing on the wall that Tyler Davison is not going to be returning to the Saints. And I think that's okay. I look at Malcolm Brown as an upgrade over Tyler Davison, but not necessarily somebody that is just going to quote unquote replace Sheldon Rankins or David Onyemata, right? So he'll be a nice stopgap, a good transitionary piece that will be present and effective while they are out, along with, you know, working with the other defensive tackles that are going to be in the mix. We'll find out exactly who those are. The Saints could also go to the draft. You know, we've talked about Kingsley Keke. We've talked about Kalen Saunders. We've talked about Jerry Tillery. We've talked about a lot of options that the Saints might be able to do. And with the visits that they have scheduled with Jared Cook, if they end up landing Jared Cook, then the Saints don't have to go need in the draft at all. They go best player available. And in my opinion, with that second round pick, they can just go best available either way, whether it be a tight end or not, because they still have the fifth round pick to where they can get a tight end, or they can package day three picks, trade back into day two, and then seal a tight end that way. So there's a lot of opportunity for the Saints to just kind of do what they need to do the way that they want to do it, which is not to go into the draft drafting needs, but instead to go best player available. The other piece of news that we got about a new free agent signing this week, or today rather, was Latavius Murray's contract details. We know he's on a 4-year, $14.4 million contract. He also got, so that averages out to about $3.6 million per year. He also got a $3.4 million signing bonus, which is averaged out around $875,000 per season, which means that his 2019 cap hit is an astonishing $1.85 million. Just incredible work by Mickey Loomis. Also Kai Harley, who I always like to also give credit to because he doesn't get shouted out enough with their work with the salary cap, because they kind of do that kind of work together. So an incredible pair of signings for the Saints. We'll see how the Malcolm Brown contract affects the remaining salary cap that the Saints have to make any more moves or plays so far left within the season. They also still have, or this offseason, they also still have some restructures that they can do. They can also still extend Cam Jordan, who's already said that he'll take a hometown discount as long as he gets the no trade clause. So there's a lot of options out there for the Saints where they can continue to be big players in free agency. But honestly, if they stuck with this and then maybe landed a tight end in free agency, Jared Cook or not, I don't care. And maybe if they did that, I'd still give this an A, maybe even waving on the side of A+, because they don't have a lot of needs to fill, but the ones that they need, they have done effectively. They've done an incredible job this offseason, and it's been a ton of fun to watch. So all right, stick around. When we come back, I'll talk to you about some of those other signings that the Saints might have right up the road right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, welcome back, family, to Locked On Saints, your team every day. Remember, if you want to keep up with all of the other moves going on around free agency across the NFL, as there are so many going on, make sure you're checking out Matt Williamson over at the Locked On NFL podcast, as well as following the Locked On NFL Net Twitter and Instagram accounts so you can get all of the perspectives from each and every one of the local experts with their teams about all of the moves that they're making. So go ahead and check those out as well. Again, that's the Locked On NFL podcast and Locked On NFL Net on Twitter and Instagram. All right, so a couple of last bits of news here that we're going to cover before I wrap up this episode, and then we wrap up for the week with the exception of any other sort of emergency podcasts that are necessary and things like that. So we know that we have two visits that are going on in New Orleans right now. We have Ziggy Ansah that came in this evening, and then we also have Jared Cook that joined this evening and or this afternoon. And so a couple of things to point out there that these signings are actually, these visits are looking like they're going very well. And I'll tell you why. There's been no sort of designation, there's been no identifier yet that these visits have ever come to an end, which usually means that the teams are talking contract. Now, it could also mean that, you know, the meetings just ended and things went unreported. We'll find out a lot more in the morning, but from what I'm seeing around sort of media and what I'm hearing so far, it's looking like these talks are going very well, particularly the talks with Jared Cook. So my hope is that by tomorrow morning, we'll get some news about these two guys, and in particular, keep an eye out on the news about Cook and what might be able to happen with him. If the Saints are able to lock Jared Cook down, that would be a huge get for the team. And like I said before the last break, this would essentially lock up an A-plus offseason, or at least free agency period, for the Saints, especially if they're also able to add Ziggy Ansah. If you take a look at it, you know, they locked down their future quarterback. They locked down the entire, essentially, third phase of the game and keeping all of their special teamers, including adding a key component with Darren Rizzi as their new special teams coordinator, one of the best to do it in the league. And then they bring in Malcolm Brown, who takes care of a weak focal point at the interior defensive line with the loss of Sheldon Rankins at the beginning of the year and then potentially David Onyemata. Then they lose Mark Ingram, but they immediately fill that void with another playmaker that they are very excited about in Latavius Murray, 6'3", 230 pounds, just a lot to work with there and very fast. Not super elusive, but very quick. So they have a lot that they can work out there. He was also asked about his time with Alvin Kamara and what he's looking forward to. And basically all he said was, look, man, sky's the limit. So he's very excited to be in New Orleans. He's also had conversations with Mark Ingram, who told him, reach out to me anytime that you have any questions or that you need to know more about the city, whatever. I'm here for you and I'll help you. So, you know, Mark Ingram is staying connected in a way that's very helpful for the team and very helpful for Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray was really brought in and coaxed by Teddy Bridgewater, who the Saints have also retained. So they have their quarterback for the future. And then now you're looking at the potential of adding a pass catching tight end, which is something that they needed desperately last season and that they lacked. And number 87 is available for the Saints, so he can slide right into the most recent number that he was using over in Oakland if Jared Cook does sign. And then Ziggy Ansah, if they were able to lock him down, could get that rotational piece alongside Marcus Davenport, because Marcus Davenport is going to assume, you would imagine, that starting rollover on opposite side of Cam Jordan. So you get that rotation role to help keep him fresh and to sort of spell him every now and then. Alex Okafor has officially signed with the Chiefs. He got a great deal over there, an $8 million a year deal. So he's looking good. I think it was 3 years, $24 million over there. So congratulations to him. But that does leave a void for the Saints, who need to find another pass rusher that can also be effective in the run game, that can rotate with Marcus Davenport. And if they're able to add Ziggy Ansah, then really they've taken care of all of these needs that they've got. The only things that would be left would be depth. They can look for another cornerback in the draft. They can look for a safety in the draft. They can look for some interior defensive lineman in the draft that can also rotate in until they get their two key component guys back. Interior offensive line, they can continue to look for depth there. So they can continue to do all of this through free agency. They could do it through the draft, or they could just really get to walk into the draft and do plus best player available, which is exactly what the Saints like to do. That's how they love going into the draft. When they go into the draft and they draft for needs, then they end up with wild trades and Stephon Anthony. So there's no need to really go into that position. They also have all of the June 1 cuts that are going to come down. The post-June 1 cuts is going to enter another sort of pool of free agents that will become available to the Saints. And this is what the Saints do well. These late pickups throughout the offseason, when everybody else is sort of, you know, tinkering with the roster that they have, the Saints will continue to try to add to that roster and figure out a way to continue to build their team going into the 2019 season. And right now, with the way that they've started this free agency period, and it looks like this offseason is going to be an outstanding when heading into the 2019 season. So bottom line, keep an eye out for news tomorrow, particularly in the morning regarding Jared Cook. I can't say whether or not they're going to be signing him, but I'm just saying things look positive and we should be excited at this moment, because there's great potential that Jared Cook could be a Saint for next season, which would add that pass catching sort of presence that the Saints were missing at that level of the offense. And then we'll see what needs to be seen when it comes to Ziggy Ansah. Again, Saints are having a great off season, and I'm going to continue to keep you up to date with it all the way through. I got you all the way through the draft, through training camp, through minis, through those post-June 1 cuts and ads that are going to come through. You won't miss a beat as long as you're sticking around right here for Locked On Saints, your team every day. So for right now, I'm going to close this out just by saying thank you, as always, for coming through. I will talk to y'all next week, unless I need to get an emergency episode out sometime this weekend. Once again, I am Ross Jackson. You can find me on Twitter at Ross Jackson ASC. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them, how you're feeling about this offseason. Tell all your friends, family, and fellow Saints fans about the show. And please, please, please take some time to rate, share, and review. It helps a lot. We're working really hard out here, so I appreciate all of your help and support. To find Locked On Saints, just tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Saints, and be sure to subscribe so you know when the newest episodes drop every Monday through Friday. Don't miss a beat this offseason by sticking around with Locked On Saints. Thank you so much for all of your support and for helping me grow this family. This has been Locked On Saints, and trust Who Dat Nation. I'll holla at you.